Really good, thanks, Lee.
Righto, local government reform consultation today.
Yeah, so there's an opportunity for people in and around the Devonport area to rock up to the pop-up site up at the Paranapple Centre outside 137 Rook Street in Devonport, where people from the local government sector or experienced in the local government sector will be there to discuss local government reform and how people might get engaged in that debate and have input into shaping what local government will look like into the future. So anybody who's in the area, get along, take the opportunity firsthand to talk to people about the issue and have your two bobs worth.
Yeah, great. That's happening from now through till 5 o'clock outside Paranapple Centre, so get amongst it. Okay, Hawley Beach foreshore path. What's going on here, Peter?
It's been a bit of a contentious issue for a relatively small number of people. Council had a project on our programme of works, I guess, have had a project there since 2007 in various forms, but in 2020 we went out to the community with a proposal to have a shared pathway along the Hawley foreshore, which was planned to connect to the existing pathways at Shearwater and Port Sorell. Had a lot of community consultation, and over 150 people attended two sessions. We had over 100 submissions. We had Facebook and newsletters and all sorts of opportunities and information being provided. And we came to a compromise position where council completely rejigged the initial proposal, had it shaped by those who had input into the process, and came up with a compromise that we thought had the support of the majority of the community, and I believe that's still the case. Some people in our community aren't happy with the surface, that is an exposed aggregate concrete surface. They would prefer it was crushed granite. But unfortunately, in any public consultation process, nobody gets their way in every particular issue. We've come up with the best compromise we can, and it's just unfortunate that those people are basically saying to the rest of the community, it's our way or no way. So council plans to continue with the project to seek the approvals to the Parks and Wildlife Service for a due process, and ultimately we hope to deliver a project and a pathway that everybody out there can be proud of.
Let's hope so. That's in the detail, isn't it?
Such is life in local government, mate, but that's why we get engaged, and that's why we really want to consult with the community and have their input. But at some stage, people have to realise not all of everyone's input can form part of the final solution, but all contributions were assessed and valued, and we have come up with a compromise, as I say.
Good on you. Okay, still in that part of the Latrobe Shire, land for sale on Fairway Crescent Shearwater. What's the deal here?
Yeah, so that's a plot of land up in Fairway Crescent that is basically in council's use service to requirements. It was originally open space, part of a subdivision. Council subsequently bought some additional land within probably 100 metres of this block and turned that into open space. And so the need for open space has been clearly met in that area, and we'd like to make this land available for those people out there in the community who would want to purchase and develop either units or houses or whatever. Council has a bit of a priority at the moment to try and release as much residential land as we possibly can to ensure that those people who are very much disadvantaged by the current situation with housing get the opportunity to at least bid on these blocks or have access to these blocks or the developments that take place on them. So it's a small contribution council can make. We don't have a lot of residential land that's unused, but we will make every attempt where we can to make that land available.
Yeah, great. And it's good to see that part of town actually starting to fill up as well.
Certainly. The Shearwater Village is absolutely thriving compared to what it was a couple of years ago. Yeah. And the land we purchased out there on the corner of Fairway Crescent and Club Drive has been put to great advantage.
Actually, speaking of which, local building, that's on the up as well with a number of applications received by a council?
Yeah, really positive, really positive. And it continues the trend in Latrobe for development, and we're really pleased with that, although it does create issues for us in relation to providing services and particularly infrastructure for those developments and for those proposals. But we work through that. We do the best we can to support the applications that come before us, and really keen to see that continue and to provide that stimulus in our community and that opportunity for further housing.
Yeah, and you, at the moment, I think you've got works in the way of $40 million plus. Is that right?
Yeah, that was just over those 2 months. The application totaled that amount. Significant amount of money, and it continues, as I say, the trend. But it's great to see investment being made right across the coast and more broadly across Tasmania. So positive times, but not without issues in terms of getting contractors and buying materials and those sorts of things.
Yeah, which, you know, you're not alone there either. Always good to see what's happening in and around the Latrobe municipality. Mayor Peter Freshney, thank you for joining me on the Home Run as usual.
Really appreciate it, Lee. Thanks for your time.